Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And just like that, we're live on Vroom, channel 168, and I'm hanging out with Red Button. Fam, how are you?
Easy just, my G.
Hey, you right?
Easy just.
I'm relaxed, my G. You just be glad to be here?
Finally, after a while, yeah.
It's been a very long while.
Yeah, man.
Where have you been? What have you been up to?
What I can say, dog. I'm always in the studio all the time, dog.
Yeah.
Even after now, I'm going to Pretoria to Envy.
Yeah.
To do something.
Yeah.
Mixing and master. Busy with my EP.
Yeah.
I'm producing for Pro. I'm producing for many guys, dog. You know.
So tell us then, you know, when it comes to Red Button, because we all know Red Button back in the day. I mean,
yeah, back in the day. When
it comes to lyricism.
Okay.
I mean, it's you. It's Pro. It's Questa. I still right now don't know anyone that will come through and say, all right, cool, let's battle 1-on-1 with Red Button. Because you were that guy with the lyrics.
Yeah, with the punches and everything. Yeah, I know, I get you, dog.
So are you still on that? Or have you now started to transition with everybody else into, you know?
To be honest, I'm with my DJ Zero, the couch.
Yeah, because you come quite deep.
Yeah, man. So... Last week Friday. It's 2 weeks now, ne? Two weeks from now, Friday. Released the joint Calling Fade. That's a 10-up joint. There's no bars and everything. I'm just doing me because if I have to, you know.
Yeah.
Filling the gaps, you know. Because of everyone is doing the 10-ups, but then still, I'm still lyrical. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So you're still gonna come back with pretty much everything that you had. So tell us, you've been out for a while. What were you doing? Because I know you became a father.
Eish, yeah,
you know, there were family matters you had to deal.
Good things, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I became a father. Split up, nyana no Pro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but then now we're back. We nice. I'm still trying to learn how to be a father at the same time, you know, because it was my first time, you know.
So let's elaborate on that. What was the breaking point between yourself and Pro? Because that was a very tight friendship that you guys had there.
Now we're still, but then at the end of the day, as an artist, you have to grow, you know.
Yeah.
And Pro, yeah, back in the days, Pro, I was still a child. When Pro came to me and we worked and everything, you know. So now I think I'm more matured than... Way back, it's been how many years from now? Yo, since 2009.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So it's been a while, so I guess that's growth, though.
Almost 9 years.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of artists speak about this, that sometimes, you know, your talent comes a little too early. Where, I mean, obviously you had the talents, but the maturity wasn't perhaps quite there to make it work. Especially with someone that was as big as Pro Kid.
And I feel blessed I didn't blow up in those days, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything. Back in the days. So now I'm more open. I can see whatever, like now I can see I'm ready for anything.
And I mean, we can hear that because I mean, you dropped a single this year, right?
Yeah.
Called Love, featuring Kayza.
For them ladies.
Yeah, where did that come from? Because I mean, you're a family man now, right?
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, talk. I've realized something because of mostly when we maybe took out a song or anything. Mostly you're talking about bars, you're talking about your Hennessy's, your bottles, your ladies, your whatever. So I wasn't about that this time around, you know. I wanted to talk something for the girls, respect, you know, them ladies.
No, we see. So you're trying to prove that not all men are trash. That's what you're trying to prove, basically. So listen, you're getting a lot of love on these streets, right? So I mean, the street cred is very good. I mean, you have you have an interview who just sent you a couple of beers. You have what Super Mogadovias?
That's right.
You have DJ Zero pretty much showing you some love.
Yeah, man.
And I want to find out because I mean. Hip hop has changed a lot in the past 10 years. You know?
It changed a cool, in fact. I don't want to lie, you know.
Blind.
Yeah, because of. It gave me a mind. Say, Hambang, Nashugu, Tuki, there's more. It involved in a mind too much, more than talent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of. At the end of the day, it was a total moon too, and a hype, but much up there.
The talent isn't there.
Yeah, man, fuck all. Like, it's.
It's shady.
So the game is more about the hype than talent lately. You know what I mean. So if I wanna deal, like, like upatin manje, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have a deal, I don't have anything. But then ngisaphuja estradini nan nan. Mele ngiphume nale, I have to make sure ukuthi ngiphula leyo crowd yam ukuze bay believe ukuthi ibe la. But then if ngathola maybe some deal from your ambitious or in.
Yeah.
Manga keep it straight guy one ubheke istrad, ama bars boom.
Done.
You know what I mean? So it came lately unjalo, but then I'm not saying ukuthi most I want to abayenza whatever lapha bayabhetha and everything. Shout out to them. Sikhathi sabo, I believe in them. So yeah.
But you know, let's be honest about this, because right now I think a barrier to entry is a lot less. So right now, if you have good, you're right. If you have good equipment, yeah, there's auto tune. You got guys writing some of the guys' music for them. I want you to let me know, because I mean, we're being open and frank here, right?
Okay.
Who are the artists that you think? No, ngada. We're staying at home,
but we're still here.
Yeah. Okay. Who are the guys that you say that, you know, it's the day, because I mean, it's going to happen, the day that Button gets that right deal and drops an album, who are the guys that you think will no longer be relevant?
You.
This is hip-hop, guys, not R&B. This is hip-hop, not R&B.
To be honest, I'm fine. Like, I just want to be real. Be honest.
Be honest. That's
awesome.
Bayazaz. Bayazaz, boy. Bayazaz. But I think that's what I
No, but you know what? As me nangjane, I want to make a big game.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not like a moon or anything,
I'm
trying to understand what you put my VIP feel. I'm really in charge. I can't charge it a track. I got to use it for 5 minutes.
I hear you.
I'm
talking. Yeah.
I digest a car and I'm feeling good. Okay, we here. We not there. Like you see, we're being a thing. So, I'm going to track my car. I'm going I have better. But then after 2 weeks, my man.
Which track is that? Give me the track.
My name.
Guy one.
Man,
that's Pumelav. Hey, diplomatically correct. It's tough. Yeah.
Then, so, but then, pera manya matrek. In fact, to be honest, that pushanje wuti hype. Yeah. There's nothing between. And the content is more important than anything.
Than the hype. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, when I speak to a lot of rappers nowadays, there's a lot of emphasis on having the right team.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Based on that, that's true there.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we're really going to be honest about this, I mean, there's various degrees of talents. Not everybody's going to be as talented as everybody.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
But for as long as you have the right team, you'd be okay. So, would you say that right now, you have a better team than what you had when you had guys like Pro Kid? Still with you?
Okay, back in the days, I can't compare the two because of it came imagine that's fun. Because of back in the days, beginning up here, first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Mrs. Enzel, okay, it really hyped you because of Bagenze and everything, you know. So, but now, there's PR, there's more than PR, there's a street team, you know. There's bigger than way before.
Yeah.
And there's money behind.
Yeah.
As well, yeah, well. So, now, I think isn't those about one of them way back.
But I mean, we can clarify. So I mean, obviously, yeah. There's no more beef between yourself and Pro. You guys are cool now.
Best record I'm gonna try too.
Yeah.
Beef is a studio. Next week, I'm still singing my name. Trust me, we nice.
You working?
We nice. That's my big homie. That's my really OG.
Forever. Yeah. And then, do you think that you'll follow him probably where he is now? Because I mean, we know that he has a deal with Mavala now, right?
Okay.
So do you see yourself in that space?
To be honest, if it deal is, I'll take it, dog.
Yeah.
For now, I don't care. Okay, it might lip on us.
Yeah.
It might lip on us. Credit. I just wanna hear my music out there. That's it.
I hear what you're
Trust
saying.
Me. Like, I don't care what. Because of my liponas, man. This was. That's the fun analysis, man.
Liponas. It mustn't be the main thing.
Trust me, dog.
100%. So, listen. Yeah, so, you have a single out, right? An EP is coming out. Do you want to give us a date for that?
Okay. I'm still doing the mixing and master for the EP.
Yeah.
Well,
what type of features can we expect for the EP? We know the Pro is there.
Obvious,
yeah.
Mfunu Mags, man. Akatholakali, man.
Akatholakali.
Yazi kwenzakaleni. There's some joint in peace nayo. Ngishiye nje igap. Just nje 16 bars for Mags, you know. Yeah, so in Putina talent as a cast. So unknown artist.
So basically, Max, if you're listening,
yeah, man,
we're trying to find you. When it's 16 bars, like Mele.
Singakulumi na ma ENR nan. Maxi, come on, where you at?
So the EP is coming out. How many tracks?
And in Putina Maraza.
Maraza is dope. Yeah, I think still Maraza. Very underrated, but very dope.
Yo, that guy. No, my younger sister.
Your younger sister?
Yes, doing the vocals. Some crew manyan.
Keeping the family, nepotism is strong.
Trust me. And it's just mine, but then yes. Just in G.
So how many tracks on the album? Oh, on the EP, sorry, yeah.
So far I've done 8.
Done 8?
Yeah.
What do you think of doing? How many you got left? Maybe 2 more?
Maybe 1 or 2.
Maybe 1 or 2. At least. Just something to reintroduce you back into the game.
And that's the content as we told her from Upatin from now on to the next album.
So Angel, ever since the last time we heard from you, like we did say, you became a father. A lot of things have been going on. How has your music changed since you became a father?
Lately, dog. Okay, let me put it like this.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you're growing up, even if we're trying to write maybe a 16, you don't just write. It's a fun like that. Like,
yeah, you can't just write.
Careful. Yeah, you have to be careful. Oh, son. How thing are too gone? How thing it? It counts. So, answer the pinching at Dala, okay. So I'm doing this, what? You know what I mean? So I think now it's different from way back because of. Obviously, unabo makoko.
So listen, you're still getting a lot of love here on these streams. So Uslik Mo, you know, he's agreeing with you, got your money, he's a bonus, and he's laughing at that.
Yeah,
Opalisa Black, Blackify, Mahadla. And I agree with her. We can never end this interview without Red Button dropping at least a couple of bars. It can never end. But if you're good at something, you're good at something.
Okay, let me think.
Keep it going?
Yeah, just keep it going. All right,
cool, 100%. So, I mean, we've got 2 minutes left. I want to find out, right? Especially now. So, you have the guys that bring out the club bangers. You have the guys that bring out timeless music, right?
Yeah.
And then you have guys who are just lyricists, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Where do you fit in that fold right now?
Okay, for the past, okay. I'm going to drop out some track by Bizumon.
Yeah?
I think the joint... I think that joint I drop a manch. It always by Tanda next year. Nikanda, she is the latest joint being itrope 2 years back.
Yeah.
Itrope ya Tanda by Tanda
manch.
So I know as we were too classic or we too in, I understand. Or maybe I'm way too forward for them. I don't know.
You know what? We'll just drop the music and let the people decide.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No,
so with that being said, I mean, we've got, I think, pretty much half a minute left. I don't know if you have that rhyme in you. You gotta speak it slow so we understand. Guti.
Okay, come back.
Guti, no patin.
Okay. Mzuzang cheki marang cholima Nshala panto no mung pega ngatu boni par Ntracy banking skapile ngapangu kiskasi Bang busy artist ngoba nami ngtani troy mad Nyapusha nyazula besa nyavuga No mas bangine mshatwe nang stressing tintu mawuta Nyamba susa mabang funa no vita ngak muva Mabatonza matisha isto alo sesfia ngksula Nyatizi stantwa nang kolega mapiste Mang flu ang tuning sugeng update ama 16 Ang skimangi pares gula isgunya matispring Shellum tan a full pahas, Benis driving history. Muskandi Malitin as big as a lestrati, Nati company sent lean into an unsevens elecharti. Ntole caramans and faggy coat, obesing fochi kiang and bars on my crate and shy mode. Ah, yes, that's the Red Button. Easy just.
Even my mic stopped working. Listen, that is Red Button. You've been the sickest. Rhymes better since pretty much day one. I wish you all the best. I mean, with that amount of talent,
look out for EP dropping soon. So announce your date from now, you know.
100%.
Yeah,
all right, we'll be back now.
approaching from the sky. Radio contact has been attempted but cannot be established. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And we're still hanging out with our favorite rapper, best bars of all time. Everybody knows him by the name of Red Bun, and we're about to unpack a whole lot more about what's happening in the music industry with him. But before then, we just want to let you know that it's almost about that time. There's less than 3 weeks to go until Chance the Rapper performs live in South Africa. You gotta catch him alongside dope guys like Shane Eagle, Nadia Nakai, as well as Frank Casino at the Castle Light Unlocks concert at the Ticket Pro Dome in Joburg. It's all happening on the 30th of April. And the next day is a public holiday, so really you have no excuse. So get your ticket at CompuTicket now before it's too late for the Castle Light Unlocks concert. You don't want to miss hashtag Castle Light Unlocks exclusive and sit home looking at everything happening from your Twitter feed with so much homo. So Candace, will we find you there?
I don't even know who Chance the Rapper is. Who's that?
Why don't you? And we just came out of a sermon.
I'm joking. I don't want to have bad blood with like international celebrities. I'm joking. If you're listening, Chance, because you're obviously listening, aren't you? I love you. I was joking. I was just saying that because I want to be relevant. Sorry.
You know, because you said something towards the end of the sentence, homo, instead of whole lot more. I was confused.
Like what's going on?
Were you saying homo or a whole lot more?
There's too many things going on here. But I mean,
Red Button. I like how you'll pick up on those little nuances.
Lecture vibes.
Red Button, hi, you still good?
We're so excited to have you, Red Button.
Yeah.
I was actually expecting you to wear red.
Can I just press for one?
You know what? I'm so childish. I was literally, I envisioned him in red.
I actually just want to press him.
But then who's wearing red?
Yes. Hey, exactly.
Okay.
And you know what? He's such a fan.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to go with the theme.
I'm a fan.
He actually put it on the WhatsApp group. He's like, guys, let's wear red to honor this legend.
Unashamedly.
You know what? I didn't read the text. I'm sorry. I got it this morning. I apologize.
Yeah.
So listen, we went into the music, and we unpacked what's coming up, what you're doing, where you've been.
Yeah, man.
And we have someone like, you know, Candace, you just thought of
who's looking for love.
Who's looking?
Yeah, love. Single, why are you single? Why are you single?
You're right. Why? I ask myself that question every day, and look,
18,
I have
single.
Tried her.
Yes,
he's like a no go.
Wow.
Like,
but there's a reason behind it. Eh?
Yeah.
Because I need to listen. I need to get to the right level of artistry, right? Where I can battle one on one with Rip Button.
Once before I can actually take him seriously.
Yeah, once I have
he needs
that
to get onto
off.
Your level before I can actually, like, go, okay, sharp.
But my level is just standard, so, yeah.
I'm not even going to comment on that because I've been trying to hook up Candace with a whole lot of
baddies,
but she's just not about that life. Anyway, while we're at it, you are live with Urban Culture Drive and with Ask a Gay with Craig O'Sexy. We're going to be dealing with all things that are LGBTI related. Yeah. I love the applause, guys. I love the applause. You know what I mean? Red Button. So are you.
I'm going to
fry you today. You know, I just want to eat you up because you're a snack. Are you comfortable with that?
He is a whole snack.
He's a whole snack, isn't
God
he?
God damn it.
On that Prince KB when he had dreads type of
right?
Vibe. You know what I mean?
I'm going to lose my hair soon. So, yeah.
Don't, fam. It's a lot. For us, your gay fans, we're there. You
Can
know,
I just say that
you
smell really good? Do you want to tell us what you're wearing?
Yo. Thank you very much.
Because, like, I gave him a hug, and look, it's lingering. You know when it lingers on you?
Doesn't he smell like somebody you once slept with?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's what I actually told them in the green room. I'm like, I feel like I literally slept with someone who was wearing that.
Yeah.
I do. So, anyway, today we're going to be talking about something interesting. You know, there's an article that was published a while back. You know me and my articles. I never stop researching.
Such a researcher.
I know, but it's all about LGBTI plus music,
absolutely.
You know? The concept is, you know, the LGBTI music, it primarily focuses on LGBTI plus issues. A common misconception is that LGBTI plus music can only be produced and performed by people who are gay. So the concept is that it's only meant for, so if you're gay, you're going to produce a song that is gay related. You're going to have gay lyrics. I mean, for example, we recently had Gaia. I don't know if you know Gaia. He's a new upcoming hip hop artist who just released an album called Queernomics. Have you heard of that?
No.
You know, when I listened to that album, when I listened to the song, a lot of fun. You know, it's out there. It's edgy. Yeah. It's something that you can dance to. It's something that you definitely want to, you know, you want to vibe to it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Have you ever thought that something like that would happen in South Africa where an artist is straight on, like, you know, they're all about, you know what, I'm talking about my gay issues. I'm talking about my gay
that's
life.
That's the first time.
You know what I mean? Like, and what is your thought on that?
I mean, to be honest, okay, I think this topic is maybe, it's an everyday thing lately, you know?
Okay.
Then, I feel like most rappers now, like, they've been naked. They like they talk whatever they wanna talk about. But then when it comes to SA, you know, SA.
Yeah.
They're not gonna take it as maybe as a good thing or anything. You
so know? In other
so
words,
it's gonna be maybe difficult. Yeah.
So in other words, it's going to be difficult for people like that who are just out there, not necessarily pushing the music, but pushing their issues.
Yeah, they're gonna push the issue, not the music.
Yes,
you know, you know people because of, I think we grew up in a community where most people are proud of what they are. Hey, I'm Zulu.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm an Indo. I mean, you know what I mean? So certain things is going to be maybe an issue or anything, you know?
Yeah, but because, then, I mean, I look at things like Philip, you know, Philip Casper
Newvest. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had a gay queen opening up his show.
Yeah.
And I think that the reason why he's so successful is because he's got fans everywhere. So he's got sort of accepting type
aura
of
everyone.
Aura. So
yeah,
when
everyone.
You see Somizi opening up that stage and you're a gay person and he's opening up for one of the most badass hip hop artists that we have in South Africa, I feel like a lot of, you know, upcoming artists could actually learn from that.
And I think, I think Somizi is one. Like, he opened up for most people.
He opened up a lot of doors.
Yeah, you know, for, because of me, even me, when I saw Somizi, I'm sure I'm going to laugh because of, I'm not going to take Somizi seriously.
Seriously, yeah.
But you see, that's the problem, that statement there. Why wouldn't you take him seriously?
No, but I'm just saying he's funny. He's just being himself. He doesn't care who says what. You know what I mean? So I'm loving that. Rather than other people maybe
where they'll take offense easily.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So he doesn't care. He's just being himself at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I'm loving that confidence. That's what I'm saying. That confidence is not easy to be, you know, full on the way he is. You know what I mean? So
I absolutely get that. You know, as I was doing my research, like I always do, guys, just let me shine. You know what I mean?
Shine.
In 2004, Kanye West actually said something, which, I mean, Kanye West, a lot of people look up to him.
Yeah.
You listen to his music. He's badass. Married to the biggest bimbo in the world. Shout out to Kim Kardashian. Yes, girl.
She's not a bimbo. She's my fave.
Yeah, that's why you're a bimbo. Right. Anyway.
It's spicy here.
You know, he once told US Magazine that he wouldn't feel comfortable at a gay bar. I wouldn't go to a gay parade. You know, what is that? I mean, this is a guy that a lot of people, even I actually listen to his music. I mean, you know, when he pumps those lyrics, they're proper.
What is so offensive about not wanting to go to a gay parade?
I think it's the fact that a lot of people look up to him. When something like that comes from someone like that, you know, it says it's very negative, let's say, energy towards the LGBTI+ community.
I don't know if I'd be comfortable in a gay bar either. I don't know.
I get you go to spaces where you feel comfortable.
But why is that?
That's why you'll always find me at the strip club because I'm comfortable there.
But for me, why is that?
You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Kanye.
No, red button, why is that? Oh, red pepper.
same thing. He hot.
Red.
Yeah.
To be honest, your confidence as mine are not the same.
Okay.
I feel like you as a gay person, you're much more confident than me.
Yeah.
Like you can do whatever. Like you're not ashamed of doing anything. So me as a guy,
I like that because I'm a woman.
As a straight man.
Thank you.
Because I'm not gonna be comfortable as well. Because if I don't have that confidence,
Which
just imagine maybe five of you coming,
you wouldn't know what to do.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel a sense of very uncomfortableness. You know, I sense that, and you know. It's the same reason, it's a real reason why I think the gay music is not necessarily popping as much, because immediately it's got a huge negative connotation.
But then, What I can say is just give it time. Maybe it's too soon.
And you know, I to be honest, and I'm glad that you said that because I was about to say it.
Yeah.
Because you know, things are moving very quickly, and I think it's very tough, especially now in the music industry, especially in hip hop and that genre. I think that genre is still going to take a bit more time.
Yeah.
To catch up with where the world is.
Yeah, because of you can look at your series, your movies, your TV dramas, like everything. They're trying to introduce gay people now.
Yes,
slowly but surely. But then
you see they're
trying to pick a right way to make them more, you know. But as music, it's something different.
I mean, like I cannot. I'm trying to gauge it to a point where I'm trying to think. If you had a music video, right, and you collaborated with perhaps a gay artist, like someone like Gaia, for example, and he said, "Fam, I think we need like a gay scene. Yeah. We need like a one maybe you know a snippet, a cameo. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you are not necessarily there, but I think he's pushing out his agenda with obviously LGBTI plus issues.
Yeah,
but you are in.
But
that,
then, at the end of the day. Don't forget there's two people here. My followers and your followers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So don't there's two brands at the end of the day.
Okay.
So my brand, it depends which they're gonna laugh that thing or me as well. I'm gonna be comfortable or not.
You know? Okay.
So maybe I'm just that guy. I don't mind. But then, Issa, I have a team. I have a brand. I have to protect. You know what I mean. So, if I can do this and this tomorrow, yes. You know, Black Tweet.
Black Tweet rules. Yeah, you know, no, I think for me, if I look at it, it's just about how PR does it. You know what I mean? I mean, if it works for someone like Casper to do something like that, I mean, wouldn't you say that perhaps you'll. Since you are working on your album and you're trying new things, new stuff, wouldn't you say that then you'd get a lot more gay clout per se? And there are a lot of us, trust me.
I mean, we
started Beehive. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But in the same breath, I'd like to point out what happened with Nceba.
Nceba.
Like, if you were to correlate the two, like, if he were to have that scene in his music video, he would still get he'd get the same backlash that Nceba received. Like, we saw homophobes pop up from all over the place, and we masked it as, no, this is our tradition, and these are, you know, these are certain customs in our culture, and now you want this guy to have a gay scene, let's call it for what it is, in his music video. Man, are you ready? Do you have the PR team which you mentioned?
Yes.
Are you ready for the backlash?
Are you ready for the...
PR is PR. You're going to get the negative PR with that, and you got to prep yourself for that. So I think that's what he's trying to say, is gauging your audience and knowing when you're ready to...
When
you
should drop something
push,
like that.
To push... to up the ante. And I think you have to be very cognizant of that, especially in this industry where you wanna grow as opposed to...
So then can I ask a fundamental question then? Because it's tough being an artist in South Africa.
Yeah.
You have a brand.
Yeah, it's tough.
You have people.
One mistake and you...
Exactly.
Yeah, one mistake and it's over.
They're waiting for you. Like now, there's hyenas waiting now.
Literally.
Like for something.
For something to go wrong.
So, yeah.
So with that being said then, Red Button, how do you then balance your work life with your private life?
Okay. To be honest, since I was quiet for such a long time, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like I haven't seen like some things. Like I'm studying the game at the same time. Mm. I'm studying people. I see everything. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? So for me, so that when I pop up or maybe release something, I'm in the right space and right energy at the same time. You know.
Mm.
But I'm not that guy to be socializing with bad things in public or anything. You know what I mean? So I just want my music to talk for me at the end of the day. Like I'd rather make a talk more, like make some visuals and everything, so that you can see me, see my art and everything, than sitting on my phone
commenting on people waiting for
someone.
That's
not me. Like I'm quiet, but I'm talkative when I'm with my people and everything.
When you have to be.
Thanks, my G.
But so, I'm yeah.
So I just want to find out, because I mean, with, I mean, you got mad clout in the street. Mm. You know, everyone knows who Red Button is. Everybody knows what the talent is. But let's be honest, right? When you go do shows and that type of stuff,
yeah,
all the Candices know who you are. Now, you and being a father.
Lately, I've seen some things, dog. Yeah. Backstage.
Wow.
Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Sometimes just being humble doesn't mean you're stupid or something.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah. So he said something that you're a dad.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So that means that obviously whatever you do, you're trying to also protect your family. Mm. I would agree.
I have to.
You know what I mean? You don't want a lot of backlash. I mean, for me, I think bad PR, if I were to, for example, do something as spicy as collaborating with, I mean, if I was a straight artist and I collaborate with a gay artist, it would cause social media frenzy. That means that obviously a lot of collab- people are going to retweet. I'd like that clout,
like,
because people
also
talk about it.
Reverse. Let's say you did something with someone who is a homophobe, known as a homophobe, dropped a few slurs, and
Steve
now you're
Hoffman.
Working with him. And now you work, or Pastor Stephen Anderson, who was banned from the country last year for his gay crusade, where he wanted to come and push a gay, anti-gay agenda in this country. So let's say you collaborate with him and you guys do something, you guys work on a project. You still keen for that PR?
Absolutely do it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I mean, like, it means that I'm getting out of my comfort zone.
Absolutely.
I'm doing something different that no one expected me to do. It's good, like, point. Fill up the dome or fill up F&B. No one really thought
now
it was
filling
possible.
Up yourself.
Now you know what I mean. You are just pumping yourself with a lot of energy to say, you know what, I actually want to do something that will give me clout. And I think a lot of artists right now do rely on a lot of clout. You know, a lot of social media clout.
Yeah.
You know?
No, true.
That's right, a real thing. But towards the beginning, a lot of the content is there, right?
Content is key, dog. Like, without content, there's nothing.
I get you. But anyway, I've got like one more question for you. Okay, this is actually from someone that I told that I'm going to be interviewing you, and he's passionate about singing. He's an openly gay man, but he says that you know, he wants to do exactly what Gaia did. You know what I mean?
But he
wants to. The ambition is to obviously collaborate with up-and-coming artists. You know what I mean? And I don't think they are well-informed about, you know, I would say, your reaction, for example, what you just explained now, how you felt, or whatever the case might be, which I'm assuming that it's a general norm.
You know what
I mean? So what would you say to someone like that? If someone would say, you know what, actually, I want to do what Guy did, but what are the things that you'd say that I should do or should not do in this country with the amount of, you know, backlash we get as homosexuals?
Okay, I mean, to be honest, regardless of gay or not being gay, good music is good music. Good voice is good voice.
True.
Like, you can't stop a good voice. You can't stop a talent.
Mm.
Even if he doesn't collab or do anything, but then the music, if the music is powerful, if he can sing better than
Beyonce,
trust me, dog,
it's gonna pop off.
Trust
it's gonna pop
me.
Off.
So you can't fight against talent at the end of the day.
It is what
he must
is.
Do himself, whatever, no homo. But you know what I mean.
That's beautiful. But anyway,
that's music
last
at the end of the day.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the last section today. We do not have a hater. Or, you know,
of
power
even me,
moment.
Even me, I'm working with most youngsters from ICAS, unknown artists, you know, because of I believe in the talent. The even this guy I'm featuring on this single now, he's an unknown artist.
All right. Okay, and that's beautiful. So today we don't have a power moment, but I'm just going to slowly leave you to Candace Coulson, the sexy vixen, to tell us who we should smash or who we should marry. Take it from here, darling.
And listen, Button, I just want to apologize right now.
In advance.
Because what you're about to walk into, I can't prepare you for it. I don't think anyone can be prepared for it. So we're going to play, we're going to have a little breather and then kick it straight off with Candace. But until then, listen to this, because this is dope.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was the new track by DJ Zero. It was the DJ that pretty much hangs out with Red Button. And, of course, it's featuring Red Button and K.E. So, Button.
Yeah, my G.
What was that track all about?
It's the hustle joint, dog.
Just fed is fed,
yeah, fed is fed much. I'm so born and I'm panda on my soldier. So, just wake up, go get it, dog.
It's a universal thing.
Yeah.
So, listen, speaking about going and get it.
Hi guys, you're tuned into another segment of Smash or Marry.
Darling, I've been waiting for that.
So I don't
accent.
Know if you've heard about the show, but most stars that come onto the show are really, really, really anxious about the segment because we get kind of lit. Okay. Oh shit! I just hit my tooth against this thing. Got too excited there. Okay, so Mr. Man, this game is called Smash or Marry. It is gender fluid. I need you to understand. It is quick play. And I need an answer under 5 seconds. I will ask you if I need any more details because I feel like people tend to over-explain. We will go clockwise. I will start with you, Mr. Red Button.
So this is for everyone again.
Somewhere.
You always ask this. Yes, it's for everyone, baby. It's for everyone.
Start somewhere.
So please. Let's go, Red Button.
Please start somewhere.
Okay, cool. Let me start with Craig.
Hi, boy. Red Button. Craig. I'm going to push you now.
Craig, Oprah push Winfrey.
Mary Haska Bank.
Okay. Lesego Mapanga, Britney Spears in 2007. Oh, when she had a breakdown.
Oh my god. Oh. I'd say marry because she still had a bit of money then.
Okay, so you'd be able to handle the breakdown. Because she went through the most.
Because the thing is, guys, you must remember when you get married, all you need to do is just sign a non prenup, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after that,
you're balling.
Yeah.
Sign a
note. Okay, fine. You were avoiding this part. But here, I'm hitting you. Zodwa Wabantu, Red Button.
Would you smash or marry Zodwa Wabantu?
Ah, my feet. I smash over.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Craig, R. Kelly.
Mary, he's got bank.
But he's like, isn't he like a child molester?
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Child molester.
No, Ushap, because, you know, while he's busy out here with the children, I'll be champagneing it up. Darling, who cares? He's got money. I don't have to work a day in my life.
We need to edit that out of the podcast. We're going to get flack for that one. Let's say Homapanga. Matabile Dlamini. And you don't like popping bottles for women, so you don't be popping bottles for Batabile Dlamini.
Oh, guys, like this. Oh, like I'm literally cringing right now.
Four.
All right, guys. Smash bag over my head. not breathing. Hope it's done in like a minute,
cold
and
smash.
Then run away.
Red Button, Kendrick Lamar.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I want to know if you'd be a top or a bottom in this situation.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even answer that.
Okay, now look at me, Kendrick.
I got an answer there.
A smash or marry.
Death is not an option. So smash or marry.
Smash or marry.
Pick.
None.
You put everyone on the spot like this. Come on.
None.
If you absolutely had to, gun to your head.
What do you think?
I'd marry him. He seems like a nice guy.
Okay. On to the next one.
Okay. Craig, Bonang Mateba. Ah, this one's almost too easy. No, I take that back. Luke Logan from Bold and the Beautiful.
Smash. No. No, not going to work. Smash, yeah.
So just smash her.
Just smash.
Mapanga, Sam Smith.
Oh.
I'm way too good at goodbyes.
Him, it is him.
You know what, right? Guys, let me put it this way, right? You know, like, there's like 60-year-olds that get married nowadays, okay? Mm. And also, when you're 60, you're not really smashing anymore. I feel like there's people that get married and like have
teeth
together.
You'd be surprised, hey? Ask me. I've been smashing these 60-year-olds. Oh my.
But they've got money, guys.
They got money. You do most of the smashing because there's nothing.
So
there.
I was smashing like, the money. I was smashing him.
Yeah, the money's coming to my bank account.
You're basically smashing
him. Afterwards.
Yeah, good enough. Yeah.
You know what? Okay. Bank. Sure. Marry for a day and get divorced. Yeah, move on.
Red button. Drake.
And you have to pick one this time.
Yeah.
You have to.
Smash
or marry.
Because
I'm going to keep bringing them up. Your faves.
Pick one.
Oh, well.
One.
Hey, smash.
Hey, smash, smash.
Last round. Craig O'Sexy, I'm going to give you Casper Newvest.
Mary. Of course. Like, the same reason. You always give me this bank
but
of
I,
production.
But I thought you like people that are well-built and, like, in shape and shit.
Tell it,
Oh,
but I'm studying and I'm working. I don't want a 9-to-5.
Yeah, you're right.
I want to just go home and be flawless with money. Can I be showered with money?
I mean. Mapanga.
Talk to me.
Ifani.
You know,
and I want to know if you'll be a top or a bottom.
Can I be honest? I don't think you've ever given
and
me
you
a
didn't
check.
Answer top or bottom, hey? I'm coming back to you.
You never give me any nice checks. Like, you never.
Okay, fine. No, Muesli.
Thank you.
Special Mary.
Do I know her well enough? Let me think. You know what? I actually don't want to marry in media. It's messy.
Okay, special Mary.
Smash it. Keep it moving.
Job, can I bring you in my gorgeous... Oh, Palisa, Pali, come in here, Pali. So, my other producer, Palisa. Hi, Pali, what's up, baby girl?
What's up?
Okay, so, get low, hoofa.
You know what I was going to ask, actually?
Ing.
That you ask our distinguished guest.
Mr. Red Button.
Smash or marry me.
Yeah!
Yes! Yes!
I will listen
and
via
please,
the radio.
Please, sir, Young King. Kupa, we need a concrete answer and explain for
five. Aranyala Molavi.
Yes.
I'm marrying, yes.
Yo.
So, Palisa, you're sorted.
Yeah.
You're sorted, girl.
Can we get an invite to this wedding?
Soon, trust.
Thank you so much for playing Red Button. You've been great. No, top or bottom?
Go, guy, mom.
This rounds up another segment of Special Mary. Thank
you
for playing Red Button.
Awesome.
Ooh, let us breathe for a second right after that.
That's
right, and you hang out with Urban Culture Drive. And we're chilling out with Red Button. Listen, Button.
My G.
Have you ever been that uncomfortable on a radio show ever?
It's like at the same time, but I'm having fun, though.
It's awkward.
Yeah,
right?
Like, first time, like, yeah, this is the first interview you ever had.
Oh.
Trust me.
Awesome.
Thank you. We love to hear that. I have a question really quickly before we wrap up. So, Red Button, you've probably heard this a million times, right?
Okay.
Can you explain Red Button to us? Why, how? It could have been blue, it could have been black. Why red? Because it keep push to start. Or
yeah, when you push the red button, something...
There's always an explosion.
Yeah.
There's always a reaction.
But then my friend said to me, I was too quiet, but then when I talk, I'm like... Something happens.
So it's like a red button being pushed.
So is it funny when somebody goes like, can I push your button? I'm going to push it.
depends. It depends.
Because Candice was pushing her buttons with all these niggas, you know, trying to.
And Ujola Lemang.
Yeah.
Solid answers, please. Concrete.
So Candace, smelly snake right here for you.
So when I say it right, you got
so baby.
Oh, co-production.
Co-3 months bank statement.
Resume, last seen, planned future holiday in the works.
So listen, though, like you've been a proper sport.
Yeah, thanks for saying.
I mean, your street cred is incredible. I think there's big things lined up for you.
Yeah.
Literally, when I think of artists, especially rappers in South Africa, top of mind, I'm like, listen, guys, you open up a circle now, and we spit bars.
I know we're studying our friends at the same time.
On my team, I want Button, I want Questa, I want Pro.
Listen, he's not just saying that, because yesterday when we were discussing the show and you were coming on and we knew that you were coming on, he said that. He's like, you are just that guy. Your bars are just amazing. So yeah, you really are incredible.
And thank you very much. I'm humbled. Yeah.
And listen here, we wish you nothing but the best with your career. I feel like your humility itself will take you places. You're a lovely guy. Guys, I wish you guys could be in studio. This guy has probably been the most gracious guest.
Gracious, yeah.
You are lovely and shine on, honey. Thanks, final thoughts in 10 seconds?
Thanks, my love.
My final thoughts, don't push the red button.
My final thoughts is push the red button.
What's your final thoughts? Red button.
Stay humble.
There we go. Yeah. And I will wrap up with love and light.
Ciao. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.